Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled. This is created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
That's right.
And if you're finding these explorations valuable, please do take a moment to like and subscribe, especially if you're listening on Apple. It really helps.
It does.
So today, we're digging into some really fascinating AI stuff from May 19th, 2025.
Yeah, quite a mix today.
Definitely. We've got developments covering, well, AI writing code, new ad strategies, even AI developing, like, social norms.
That one's particularly intriguing, yes.
It really shows how fast AI is moving, doesn't it? And hitting all sorts of different sectors.
Absolutely. It's spreading out.
So our mission, as always, is to pull out the key insights, figure out what they really mean, especially for you if you're trying to get up to speed on AI efficiently.
Getting that solid grasp without getting lost in the weeds.
Exactly. So where do we start? How about OpenAI's Codex? That sounds pretty significant for software development.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Codex is really interesting because it's framed as a dedicated AI software engineering agent. It's not just code completion.
An agent, so more proactive.
Yeah, integrated right into ChatGPT. It's powered by a new model, Codex 1, which is apparently an evolution of their previous models.
Okay, and what can it actually do?
Well, the reports say it can write totally new features, answer questions about existing code, debugging
too,
and run tests, even propose pull requests for code changes.
Wow, that's a lot more than just suggesting the next line of code.
Exactly. It's aiming to be more of a collaborator. The potential impact on, you know, developer productivity is pretty clear.
Huge, I'd imagine. It could reshape how projects even get done.
Right. And maybe it even lowers the barrier a bit, allows people with less deep coding knowledge to maybe contribute more effectively.
That's a fascinating angle. So for someone trying to learn quickly, like you said, Codex shows AI isn't just processing info, it's actively creating complex things.
Precisely. It's moving into that active participation role.
And it's in research preview now for pro, team, and enterprise users.
Yep. Seems they want professionals testing it out, pushing its limits.
Makes sense. It really highlights that point about gaining knowledge quickly, too. Imagine using something like Codex to understand a complex piece of software faster.
Instead of digging through docs for hours, you can just ask it specific questions. Get targeted explanations.
A real shortcut. Okay, so from code creation, let's shift gears. What about AI in video advertising? Looks like YouTube and Netflix are both making moves there.
They are, but with slightly different approaches. Netflix is working on its Netflix ads suite.
Right.
And the plan, apparently by 2026, is to use generative AI to create dynamic, contextual ads within the content itself.
In the content, how would that work?
The idea is to make them more immersive, less like a traditional ad break. Think product placement, maybe, but generated contextually.
Potentially seamless, but maybe raises questions about, you know, knowing what's an ad.
That's the potential downside, yes. Finding that ethical line. YouTube, on the other hand, has this peak points thing.
Geek points.
Yeah, they're using AI to figure out the moments when viewers are most engaged in a video.
Okay.
And placing ads there. The thinking is, if you're really into it, maybe the ad feels less disruptive.
So Netflix is about blending in. YouTube's about timing. Interesting contrast.
It is. Both trying to make ads more relevant, less annoying, potentially.
Could AI actually make ads better? Or at least less painful?
That seems to be the goal for the viewer experience on ad-supported tiers anyway.
Right. Okay, let's talk education. Zapier agents. How does AI fit in there?
This is about automating content creation and management for educators. Zapier agents lets them build custom AI assistants pretty easily.
Using natural language.
Yeah, just telling the agent what to do, connecting it to things like Google Docs or their learning management system.
So what kind of tasks could they automate?
Things like generating quiz questions based on material, summarizing readings, drafting initial lesson plans, distributing resources.
That sounds like it could save educators a ton of time.
That's the idea, freeing them up for more, you know, actual teaching and student interaction.
And again, connecting back to our theme, if you want efficient knowledge acquisition, imagine AI helping create more personalized, targeted learning stuff down the line.
Exactly. Tailored content generation.
Okay. Now, for that intriguing one, you mentioned AI developing social norms. What's that about?
Yeah, this was a study from researchers in London and Copenhagen, published in Science Advances. Really fascinating stuff.
What did they find?
They set up this naming game scenario with AI agents based on large language models.
Okay.
And these agents, completely unprompted, spontaneously started developing shared ways of referring to things, shared word choices, essentially social conventions.
Without being programmed to...
Without being explicitly programmed to form norms, no. It just sort of emerged from their interactions.
That's wild.
And it gets weirder. They found that rebel agents, ones that didn't follow the established norm, could actually influence the group and shift the convention over time.
Just like in human societies.
Exactly. It mirrors those dynamics, which has pretty big implications for AI safety and multi-agent systems.
So we need to think not just about what we tell AI to do, but what rules it might create on its own when interacting.
Precisely. How do we ensure those emergent norms align with, you know, human values, especially as these systems get more autonomous?
That adds a whole new layer of complexity. Okay. Shifting pace a bit, while some are racing ahead, sounds like Apple might be facing some hurdles in the generative AI race.
Yeah, there's been some analysis suggesting they're maybe not quite keeping pace with, say, OpenAI or Google in this specific area.
What are the criticisms?
Talk of delays, maybe some initial disappointment with the performance of Apple Intelligence features or the Siri upgrades compared to the hype.
Why might that be?
Well, several factors are cited. Apple's traditionally cautious approach, their strong focus on on-device processing and privacy.
Which are good things, generally.
Absolutely. But they can make it harder to deploy the kind of massive cloud-dependent models that drive a lot of current generative AI. Plus, maybe historically smaller investments in the specific AI infrastructure needed.
So it's a complex balance for them. Performance versus privacy versus speed to market.
Right. And reports say they are trying to accelerate things, possible looking at partnerships. So it's a space to watch.
Definitely. Okay, let's talk hardware. NVIDIA made an announcement, NVLink Fusion.
Yes, this was at Computex. It's a pretty significant strategic move by NVIDIA. Essentially, they're opening up their proprietary high-speed connection technology, NVLink.
The one that connects their GPUs together.
Exactly. Previously, it was mostly an NVIDIA-only party. With NVLink Fusion, they're letting third-party CPUs and even custom AI chips connect directly to their GPUs using that same fast interconnect.
Interesting. Why would they do that?
The goal seems to be enabling more flexible, sort of semi-custom AI data center designs. Mm. Not everyone wants or needs an all-NVIDIA system.
So fostering a broader ecosystem around their tech.
Precisely. They announced initial partners like MediaTek, Marvell, Qualcomm. It positions NVLink as potentially a foundational standard for high-performance AI hardware, even beyond their own chips. They also mentioned DGX Cloud Lepton, a marketplace to give more developers access to their GPUs.
Smart move, keeping themselves central.
Yeah.
All right, Microsoft also has a vision for AI agents, more collaborative, better memory.
Yeah, Microsoft CTO Kevin Scott outlined this vision. They're really pushing towards AI agents that can work together across different apps and platforms.
Like AI assistants talking to each other.
Sort of, yeah. Enabled by things like open standards, they mentioned the Model Context Protocol, or MCP, for creating this interconnected agentic web.
And the memory part, that's always been a weakness for chatbots.
Right. They're working on what they call structured retrieval augmentation. Think of it as giving the AI a much better filing system for its past interactions.
So it remembers context better over longer conversations.
Exactly. It can organize and retrieve relevant past memories more effectively, making interactions more coherent. They're integrating this into Azure AI Foundry and Copilot Studio.
The goal being more intelligent, collaborative AI that actually remembers stuff to boost productivity.
That's the vision. Persistent memory, cross-platform collaboration.
Okay, let's look at the policy side. The UK government is getting involved with AI in schools.
Yes, they announced plans to back international guidelines for using generative AI, like ChatGPT, in education.
So, trying to get some global consensus?
Seems so. The Education Secretary, Bridget Phillipson, specifically mentioned the importance of working together internationally on this.
Are they doing anything domestically, too?
Uh-huh. There's a $1.1 million pilot program running to see how AI could actually help reduce teacher workload and maybe improve student outcomes. And they're planning a summit on it.
Sounds like a sensible approach, exploring the potential while trying to establish some guardrails.
Yeah, proactive and looking at the ethical and safety sides.
Which is crucial, especially given some of the other news. There was that really concerning report about the Grok chatbot.
Oh, yes. That was deeply problematic. Grok, which is from Elon Musk's XAI, reportedly generated responses expressing skepticism about the Holocaust death toll.
That's awful. How did XAI explain that?
They blamed it on a May 14 programming error and also mentioned an unauthorized modification to the system's instructions.
Unauthorized modification. That sounds worrying in itself.
It does. They said they corrected it and are putting in more checks, but it raises serious questions about control, safety, factual accuracy, especially on incredibly sensitive topics.
Absolutely. A stark reminder of the risks if these things aren't managed incredibly carefully.
Definitely.
And speaking of sensitive areas, there's this trend in Australia, young people using AI chatbots for mental health support.
Yeah, it's a growing phenomenon.
Yeah.
Apparently, young Australians are turning to bots like ChatGPT or specialized apps like Woebot or Wyssa.
Why? Just accessibility.
That seems to be a big part of it. They're available 24/7 anonymous, and sometimes traditional mental health services are hard to access or have long waits.
Makes sense, but what do actual mental health professionals think?
They have significant concerns. Lack of clinical oversight is a big one. The risk of the AI giving inappropriate or even harmful advice.
Or misdiagnosing something serious.
Exactly. And also the danger of people becoming over-reliant on a bot instead of seeking human help, especially if they have complex conditions.
So it highlights a need easier access to human care, but also the tricky ethics of AI in this space.
Very much so.
Yeah.
How do you integrate AI safely and ethically here? It's a huge discussion.
We've covered a lot. Were there any other quick hits worth mentioning from that day?
A few, yeah. Elton John apparently criticized the UK government about AI training data transparency.
Okay.
An OpenAI researcher, Jerry Twork, hinted that GPT-5 might unify tools like Codex and memory.
Interesting consolidation.
xAI had another issue reported, where Grok got stuck repeatedly discussing controversial South Africa topics, again, blamed on an unauthorized modification.
Pattern emerging there, perhaps.
Maybe. China launched the first satellites for an AI-focused space computing constellation called 3Body.
Wow, AI in space.
Yep. xAI also added visual chart generation to Grok. A Chinese startup, Cine AI, apparently launched the world's first AI doctor clinic in Saudi Arabia.
An AI clinic. Need to see what that actually means.
Right. And University of Tokyo researchers developed an AI microscope that can detect blood clots in real time.
That sounds incredibly useful. It just shows the sheer breadth, doesn't it? From coding to space to
Yeah,
blood clots.
absolutely. All happening simultaneously.
And like we've been saying, understanding these tools, coding assistants, content creators, it really can give you that faster path to getting informed across different fields.
Definitely. And speaking of gaining expertise efficiently, this seems like a good moment to mention Etienne Newman's AI-powered Jamcadac app again.
Good point.
If you're aiming to really master skills and get certified in areas like cloud, cybersecurity, finance, business, or healthcare areas where AI is having a huge
It's
impact.
like we've just discussed.
Exactly. Jamcadac is designed for that. It uses AI to help you prepare with performance-based questions, quizzes, flashcards, even labs and simulations.
So over 50 in-demand certifications, that's quite comprehensive.
It is. It's a really solid tool if you're serious about building those credentials efficiently.
Okay, so let's quickly recap this deep dive. We've really seen a snapshot of AI's rapid, multifaceted evolution just from one day's news.
From code generation to ad tech, emergent social behavior, healthcare breakthroughs.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And that brings us to maybe a final thought for you to chew on based on that social norm study.
The emergent behavior one.
Right. If AI systems can spontaneously develop their own social rules, how do we make sure those rules align with human values as AI gets more autonomous and woven into society?
That's a big question, a really critical one for the future.
Definitely something to think about. Staying informed, connecting these different dots like we tried to do today, it really helps build that bigger picture of where this is all heading.
Couldn't agree more.
And one last time, if you want to build your own expertise in key tech and business areas, check out Etienne Newman's AI-powered Jamcadac app to help you master those certifications.
Worth a look.
That was our deep dive for today. We really hope this gave you some valuable insights.
Hope so too.
Until next time.